Chapter 10. Slipping Away from Reality. In this chapter, sorting out dissociation, pinpointing paranoia, dealing with hearing voices, feeling crazy because of BPD. The word borderline suggests the edge or boundary between two properties, conditions, or emotions. Originally, mental health professionals thought that borderline personality disorder, BPD, sat on the edge between sane and insane, more technically between neurotic and psychotic. See Chapter 3 for a discussion of this issue. Although professionals no longer believe that BPD lies on a clear border between sanity and insanity, many people who have BPD do report feeling crazy or insane. Psychosis. The technical term that comes the closest to what people mean when they say crazy or insane refers to a loss of contact with reality. Although people with BPD can experience episodes of psychosis, they do so only briefly and less profoundly than people with psychotic disorders such as schizophrenia. See Schizophrenia for Dummies by Jerome and Irene Levine, Wiley, for more information. In this chapter, we explore the symptoms of leaving reality behind. We begin by discussing the mildest form of losing contact with reality, which is known as dissociation. Then we paint a picture of paranoia and describe hallucinations. Finally, we tell you how these symptoms manifest themselves in BPD and what you can do to deal with them when they occur. Discovering dissociation. Dissociation involves the breaking of connections or associations between aspects of the self that usually go together. These generally connected or integrated facets of the self can include your body, memories, emotions, identity, thoughts, and even the connection of yourself to reality. For example, a woman can have a vivid memory of having been raped, yet experience no emotions whatsoever in connection with that memory. Professionals don't consider dissociation to be psychotic, even though it can involve some degree of departure from reality. Dissociative experiences are rather common in people with BPD. Many experts believe that dissociation in a person represents a way of coping with some severe trauma and/or stress, which would otherwise emotionally overwhelm the person. Dissociation can occur in the following forms. Dissociative fugue. In this state, people may fail to recall major portions of their past. They may disconnect from their usual identities and travel away from their homes while adopting new senses of self. People in a fugue state often appear normal to others who don't realize that the person in the dissociative fugue has disconnected from the past. Dissociative identity disorder. Professionals once called this problem multiple personality disorder. This condition occurs when someone adopts two or more completely different personalities or personas. In fact, people with dissociative identity disorder commonly take on as many as 15 separate personalities over time. Each personality may represent a strategy for coping with a different type of stressor or problem. The changes from personality to personality can include voice pitch, vocabulary, dialect, and posture. A large percentage of people with this disorder literally change their handedness. In other words, they go from being left-handed to being right-handed as they move from one personality to another. In addition, each personality likely doesn't have access to memories that occurred when the person was experiencing a different personality. Dissociative amnesia. This condition involves a loss of big chunks of memory that are too extensive to be the result of normal forgetfulness. Usually, these memories are traumatic in nature. Some people who experience dissociative amnesia attempt to prevent others from knowing about the memory loss. Sometimes they experience a large number of small losses of memory instead of one big loss. But even these small losses are beyond normal forgetfulness. Depersonalization disorder. This disorder involves periods of time in which people feel detached from themselves and their experiences. Sometimes people in this state feel like they're detached from their bodies, almost as though they're viewing themselves through a movie camera. As a result, some people say the experience feels like living in a dream or a movie. Dissociative states are likely the mind's adaptive responses to intolerable situations. They represent the mind's desperate escape strategy. For example, a large percentage of people with BPD report having been seriously abused or traumatized at some point in their lives. Becoming dissociated from their bodies may be their mind's way of dealing with the stress of that abuse. Most people with or without BPD experience at least brief dissociative experiences during or following highly traumatic events. The following story about Nicole demonstrates how the process of dissociation works. Nicole hears the door slam. She listens as the footsteps start up the stairs. She feels sick to her stomach and pulls the blanket up to her chin. "Maybe he's too drunk tonight," she prays. "Nicole, baby, I'm home, baby," her stepfather whispers as he opens the door to her bedroom. She feels cold hands pulling away the blanket, touching her. She knows what will happen next. It's been happening most nights for the last 2 years since she was 12 years old. Nicole stays quiet and still and squeezes her eyes shut. She imagines that her body isn't her own, that she's not real. She wills her mind to go somewhere else. She's a butterfly. She flies away. Nicole was repeatedly sexually abused by her stepfather. Her mind simply couldn't cope with the horror she experienced. As a result, she learned to go into dissociative states in the form of depersonalization, in which she psychologically left her body during the assaults. Later in life, she will likely find herself going into dissociative states whenever she's reminded of the abuse, or perhaps even during any time of conflict or stress. Feeling paranoid or delusional. Paranoia involves heightened mistrust and fear. People who suffer from paranoia become preoccupied with imagined plots that others may be hatching against them. They may dwell on unsupported ideas of betrayal by friends, spouses, or acquaintances. They often read unwarranted, threatening meanings into other people's innocent remarks. Such paranoid mistrust and fear commonly accompany BPD. Paranoia can range from merely heightened distrust to full-blown delusions of a psychotic nature, meaning they have little or no grounding in reality. However, people with BPD don't generally experience extremely intense psychotic delusions. When people with BPD do experience paranoia, their delusions tend to be brief and don't depart severely from reality. Extreme paranoia, paranoid schizophrenia. The following story about Joshua demonstrates paranoia that leaves reality far behind. Joshua works for a government accounting office. He unlocks his file cabinet and reaches for a folder labeled Notes. He glances around to make sure that no coworkers are close by. He opens the folder at his desk and looks at the listed names and comments. 16 people are on the list. Joshua looks around once more before he adds another name. Then he writes, "Suspicious behavior in the cafeteria. Subject paying for a meal with a large bill. May be collecting money from international terrorists." Joshua keeps track of his coworkers because he believes that the CIA will soon contact him again for information about spies in his office. He thinks that the CIA communicates to him by sending thought waves to his brain while he sleeps. When he wakes up, he's able to recall his latest assignment. Although Joshua has worked at this job for many years, he's a loner and doesn't socialize. People know to leave him alone. He manages to get his work done despite his paranoid thinking. Joshua was hospitalized during his late adolescence after he refused to shower for days and started speaking incoherently. However, today, he manages to function and earn a living. Joshua suffers from a condition known as paranoid schizophrenia. He doesn't show signs of BPD, and his type of delusions would rarely, if ever, occur in conjunction with BPD. The following story about Alex, who has BPD, illustrates a type of paranoia that often accompanies BPD. Alex looks out the window, hoping to see Madeline entering the apartment building. He paces back and forth, his tension rising. He calls her cell for about the 100th time. It goes right to voicemail again. He doesn't leave a message. He says out loud, "Where is she? Who is she with?" Finally, the buzzer sounds, and a couple of minutes later, Madeline opens the door. Alex begins, "Where were you? Why didn't you answer your cell?" "I was at work. I had my cell phone turned off," Madeline replies. "You left work early. I called your office. Don't lie to me. I know you're cheating on me. Tell me the truth." Alex's voice is getting louder. "Geez, Alex, I left early so that I could stop and get my driver's license renewed. I told you last week that it had expired." "Let me see your new license," Alex demands. "No, that's ridiculous. I'm not showing you my license. If you don't believe me, that's your problem." Madeline starts to walk past him. Alex grabs her by the arm and pushes her against the wall. "Don't ever walk away from me. I want the truth. Who are you seeing?"
"Don't touch me.
You're way out of control. Let me go,"
Madeline screams.
Alex illustrates over-the-top distrust of his girlfriend. However, his somewhat paranoid feelings don't rise to the level of psychotic delusions. The difference between a psychotic delusion and Alex's paranoid distrust is that even though Alex jumps to a conclusion with no real evidence, his girlfriend may be cheating on him. The idea isn't completely unreasonable or unrealistic. Thus, nothing about his jealous thoughts completely departs from reality. Having hallucinations. Hallucinations involve perceptions that occur without input from the environment. Thus, people who experience hallucinations hear sounds that aren't there. They see people who aren't present. Smells, temperatures, and tastes emanate from nowhere. Yet the perceptions have all the qualities of true, real-life events. Furthermore, they occur while people are fully awake and conscious, not while they're in a dream state. Mild hallucinations are extremely common in many people's lives. You may hear phones ringing when taking a shower or drying your hair, but when you check the caller ID, it shows nothing. Many people with no emotional disorder of any kind report that they sometimes hear faint voices or smell scents with no apparent source. These brief, mild experiences have little meaning, although they may occur more frequently when someone is under stress. A step up in severity from hearing a brief telephone ring that didn't happen is the experience of hearing very real, distinct sounds and seeing sights that come from nowhere. Thus, someone may report hearing voices that sound sharp, clear, and present, even though no one is in the room. However, experts don't consider experiences like this one to be full-blown psychosis, as long as people at least maintain awareness that the voices are coming from their own heads. On the other hand, sometimes people report vivid perceptions of voices, sights, sounds, and smells that no one else can perceive, yet they believe their perceptions are really occurring.
They may hear voices telling them to do something and believe that some alien radio source is beaming the voices into their heads. Or they may see someone standing right in front of them, even though no one is there. This type of hallucination is quite rare in people with BPD, and if such hallucinations do occur, they do so only briefly. If such hallucinations occur more often and more severely, the person may have a different type of mental disorder, schizophrenia perhaps. Hallucinations and schizophrenia. The following story about Maya illustrates someone who has a more serious loss of contact with reality than what normally occurs with BPD. The voices tell Maya to hurt herself. The chanting gets louder. Evil devil, you must pay. You must suffer. Maya, Maya, Maya. Maya takes a puff on the cigarette once and then pushes the burning ash into her leg. The searing pain stops the voices. A moment of relief, but the voices return. Devil, Maya, Maya, you must die. You must kill the devil, Maya, Maya, Maya. She takes another drag and then burns her flesh again. It's not enough. She needs to do more to satisfy the voices. She starts to rock back and forth. The intense pain she feels from burning her flesh doesn't distract her from the pain of living. She can't stand another day of these voices. She goes to the medicine cabinet and finds her medication. Maybe these drugs will stop the voices. She takes a handful of pills and hopes for oblivion. An hour later, her husband walks in to discover her lying on the bathroom floor, unconscious. He calls the paramedics, who take her to the ER. The attending physician first diagnoses her with BPD because of the self-mutilation and suicide attempt. However, her husband mentions that she's been hearing voices and having various hallucinations for years. The attending physician makes a wise decision to call for a psychiatric consultation. The psychiatrist accurately diagnoses her with schizophrenia and has her hospitalized to find an appropriate medication to control her psychosis. Maya's story illustrates that diagnosing disorders like BPD is a complicated and tricky process, even for physicians. If you suspect you have an emotional problem of any sort, seek the services of a licensed mental health practitioner, and don't attempt to diagnose the problem yourself. The following story about Eric depicts someone who has BPD and falls apart under stress. Auditory hallucinations like Eric's are the most common type of hallucination that people with BPD experience. Eric was physically and emotionally abused as a child by his mother and many of the boyfriends she brought into their home. During his teen years, he was in and out of drug treatment facilities and juvenile detention centers. After graduating from high school, he joins the service as a way of getting away from his past and starting over. Basic training begins. He hates taking orders, and he can barely keep up with the rigorous physical demands. Eric slowly begins to disintegrate. He hears voices telling him that he's stupid and that he'll never amount to anything. These voices seem almost real, but Eric knows they can't be. Eric's drill sergeant sees that Eric is losing it. He orders Eric to report to the base's mental health center for a checkup. The psychologist at the center interviews Eric and gives him some psychological tests. After reviewing all the information, the psychologist diagnoses Eric with BPD. He doesn't think Eric's hallucinations are full-blown psychotic episodes. Nonetheless, he recommends that Eric receive an honorable discharge because of his mental condition and inability to handle great stress and pressure. Eric's story shows the kind of brief auditory hallucinations that people with BPD sometimes experience. He hears voices, but he knows they must be coming from his head. When you have BPD and feel crazy. People with BPD often say they feel crazy because they struggle to control their impulses and emotions. They frequently find themselves acting in reprehensible ways. They also commonly report feeling out of it and dissociative. See the Discovering Dissociation section earlier in this chapter for more information. However, these issues aren't what professionals label as psychotically out of touch with reality. You can start to address common BPD symptoms by listening to Part 4 of this book, which covers everything from dealing with your impulsivity to changing your state of mind. On rare occasions, people with BPD do experience what professionals call brief psychotic episodes, in which they experience hallucinations or delusions for a while. When such experiences do occur, professionals can usually easily treat them with a brief regimen of antipsychotic medication. Generally, the people who suffer from these brief psychotic episodes can withdraw the antipsychotic medication after the episodes abate. See Chapter 20 for more information about the medications professionals use to treat BPD and associated symptoms.